Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And the rain keeps coming. Here's a look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. It does look like it ends by the end of the day. I'll show you how much we'll see by the time it's all over.
And breaking at noon, the U.S. imposes hundreds of new sanctions on Russia on the eve of the two-year mark of the war with Ukraine.
Also, we have new information about an undercover sting operation targeting human traffickers and child sex predators. What we've uncovered so far in the last 90 minutes.
It's a messy Friday and rain continues into the afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for joining us. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at when that rain will likely end where you are.
So we are looking at rain continuing for the next couple of hours. The next thing that happens is we'll have a line of rain and possible thunderstorms that moves through mid to late afternoon. For most of us, it should be out of here by the evening commute, but some of our southern counties may still be dealing with it through 5 o'clock. Let's zoom in, and it looks like it's starting to dry out a little bit in Durham and Chapel Hill. The models advertised that for us earlier, but it does look like, again, that a few more hours from now, we're going to see one last band coming through. Still pretty steady around Raleigh, Wendell, Clayton, Wilson's Mills, Nashville, Lewisburg, up toward the Virginia line, but it's a little bit lighter in coverage about back to the south and west. Still some showers in Sanford and down in Fayetteville, Dunn, Benson, and Smithfield, but it looks like we're going to see a little bit of a break, and then that last round comes through. We can see that here on Futurecast. You see that band of showers that's moving through right now. By 2 o'clock, we begin to see this heavier line of rain, possibly a few stray thunderstorms moving through. That's out of here by 5 o'clock, except in our southern county. So between 2 and 4 o'clock, it will move across the region. It will move fairly quickly, but that rain may be heavy at times. It may be blustery, especially if we see some storms developing. We'll clear overnight tonight, but we'll see some sunshine to start with, and then rain. We're looking wetter for Saturday. We're seeing the conditions trending wetter starting early to mid-afternoon, continuing through the evening up until around 10 or 11 o'clock. And coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we'll likely see through the rest of the day today and Saturday coming up, and how you can salvage part of your weekend. This is a look at the rest of the day today. Again, looking at that band of rain coming through mid-afternoon, and then it begins to taper off, and we'll see some clearing later on. Right now, it is coming down. You can see people out there with their raincoats and umbrellas there on Fayetteville Street. 53 degrees is our current temperature, so it's cool out there. Looking at a high this afternoon of 61. The second half of Saturday is wet with 55 degrees, but some sunshine on Sunday and 55.
Breaking news this noon hour. The United States is imposing sanctions on more than 500 targets connected to Russia's war machine and the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. This announcement comes a day before the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Companies from China, the United Arab Emirates, and elsewhere are also targeted for financing and exporting technology to Russia. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll have more on the president's message to the House of Representatives.
A new search warrant is revealing details as to how the FBI and Wake Forest Police were able to apprehend six men and charge them with human trafficking and soliciting prostitution. In December, the six were arrested. It was all part of an undercover sting involving many agencies. WRL's Chelsea Donovan, live outside the Wake County Justice Center with the new details just released. Chelsea.
Renee, this sting was to target child sex predators, and I learned today from this search warrant that the Wake Forest Police Department teamed up with the FBI, and their goal was to target these alleged predators by posting ads soliciting prostitution on various websites. Now, these are the six men from Wake Forest that were arrested in December, but this new search warrant just made public focuses on 49-year-old Amadeo Vargas Valera. The search warrant states that Valera replied to the ad, and an undercover officer posed as a 15-year-old girl. He told the undercover officer that he wanted sex. Now, Valera was also instructed to bring condoms and Sour Patch Kids candy. Valera was given the hotel address and told to stand at the back door to wait for an undercover officer. Valera then called the undercover officer and told her he was waiting by the back door, and that's when he was picked up by the detainment team. Now, we should mention that these six men are still in the various early stages of going through the court system. However, Valera was indicted on the crime of soliciting prostitution earlier this week.
Chelsea Donovan, live at the Wake County Justice Center.
The mother of a North Carolina girl who's been missing for more than a year was scheduled to appear in court today, but she refused to show up for her hearing. This is video of Diana Kojikari from a previous court appearance. She was expected to face a judge in Mecklenburg County at 9:30 this morning, but the judge announced that she refused to be brought up, and her attorney asked that no action be taken. Kojikari is charged with failing to report her daughter Madalena's disappearance to authorities. Surveillance video that shows her getting off her school bus is the last sign of her. Her parents did not report her missing until several weeks later. A disturbing case out of Johnston County. A man is facing charges including animal cruelty and sexual exploitation of a minor. Nathaniel Truitt faces multiple charges including some involving child porn, animal cruelty for killing several cats, and crimes against nature. His bond is set at almost $700,000. His next court date is March 7th.
All new at noon, we've learned 26 protesters arrested during demonstrations in downtown Raleigh have been released. The group is accused of disrupting traffic while lying in the middle of Fayetteville Street yesterday evening. WRL's Aaron Thomas joins us now after speaking with the Wake County DA about where this case stands. Aaron.
Renee, these demonstrators are expected to appear in court March 21st after being charged with failure to disperse on command. That's a misdemeanor charge, according to the Wake County DA, Warren Freeman. Here's a look at those demonstrations from yesterday. What started on the steps of the Wake County Courthouse ended up on the streets. Protesters laid down in the streets calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. It resulted in them being zip-tied and taken into custody. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman tells me that matters of civil disobedience are common in the Capital County, and there's a process for having this charge dismissed.
We have, just out of respect for understanding, you know, people's right to protest, traditionally provided people with an opportunity to do a deferral, which requires some community service in exchange for the case being dismissed. And we'll look at these on a case-by-case basis.
Now, out of the 26 demonstrators that were arrested, Wake County DA tells me that one person was charged with the felony, malicious conduct by a prisoner based on things that happened after they were arrested. That person is expected in court this afternoon at 1:30. It does not appear that any of those arrested in Durham for blocking Durham Freeway back in November were arrested yesterday in Raleigh. Back to you, Renee.
All right. Aaron Thomas, thanks for that update. And now we have a response from Congresswoman Deborah Ross in response to that Raleigh protest. She says, I respect the right of every American to peacefully protest, and I appreciate my constituents who have made their voices heard on this issue. She goes on to say, in Congress, I believe it is critical that the House take up and pass the Senate's bipartisan national security supplemental, which includes support for Israel and humanitarian aid for innocent civilians in Gaza. A Raleigh police officer is recovering after investigators say he was struck by a car while trying to conduct an arrest. 18-year-old Mazay James faces charges, including assault with a deadly weapon and speeding to elude arrest. The WRL Breaking News Tracker captured the scene in the Food Lion parking lot on Raleigh Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Police say James was trying to get away in his car when the officer was hit.
The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's New York civil fraud case rejected his request to delay enforcing the more than $350 million judgment. In his ruling, the judge wrote, Trump's attorneys failed to explain or justify a stay. Trump's legal team is expected still to appeal this ruling. It also temporarily limits the former president's ability to do business in New York. The announcement comes as both GOP presidential candidates make a final push ahead of tomorrow's primary in South Carolina. Despite dividing his time between the courtroom and the campaign trail, former President Donald Trump leads former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley by double digits. Nationwide, Trump has 63 delegates to Haley's 17. Winning takes more than 1,200 delegates.
Durham school leaders have come to a decision in the pay dispute with some staff members. Late last night, the school board voted for a raise for classified employees, but some say it's not enough. WRL's Kelsey Coffey reports on the debate and what's next.
Just after midnight, the board released a statement about their decision. It says this brings an end to anxiety and uncertainty that some of their classified employees may be experiencing. And they're also looking ahead to increasing wages in next year's budget. All the staff impacted by this pay issue will receive an 11% raise. The board describes this as an interim fix for the rest of the school year. Some employees are making less than what they earned after the October raises, but it's still more money than last school year.
whether it's about communication or departments working with each other or the financial modeling or the hope that the dollars could be found once there was a determination that there weren't enough, are all missteps that reduce transparency, perhaps, that increase confusion.
That was Interim Superintendent Catty Moore. Moore and the school board chair held a news conference at 11 p.m. after the meeting. Moore says they delayed their meeting with county commissioners this week. She says if they're going to ask the county for money, it's going to be best to do that for the next salary study. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Durham.
Children under 16 will not have access to social media if a bill passes in Florida. House members overwhelmingly approved the ban, citing the addictive features used by many platforms and concerns over mental health. However, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says legitimate issues like giving parents the ability to override the ban need to be addressed. Lawmakers in California, Ohio, and Arkansas passed similar bans, but they were struck down by the courts.
Road work tonight will force drivers to take a detour to get onto the Triangle Expressway. The ramp to NC 540 from NC 55 bypass northbound lanes will close tonight at midnight. Drivers will need to make a U-turn at East William Street and get on the expressway from the southbound lanes. The ramp is expected to reopen at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is part of the ongoing project to extend the expressway to I-40.
Next at noon, remembering Ahmaud Arbery, 4 years since he was killed jogging in a Georgia neighborhood. The vigil planned at the park that bears his name.
Also, exploring the need for cardiologists of color, the importance of having black cardiologists to connect with the community.
Plus, new details on a North Carolina camp where a boy died earlier this month. At 12:30, what former campers are saying about their experience.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
Today marks 4 years since Ahmaud Arbery was killed while jogging through a neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia. In less than an hour, a vigil will take place at a park named in his honor.
A new pay-what-you-can food market is now open in Clinton. The Ripe for Revival mobile grocery store will be available until 3 today. It will be part of a community wellness event at Sampson County Head Start on College Street. The market is part of a fleet of 5 buses operated by the Rocky Mount-based nonprofit. Smithfield Foods donated $100,000 to get the project up and running. Say cheers without the straw today. It's National Skip the Straw Day. Plastic straws are not biodegradable and break down into microplastics. They're bad for the environment and take about 200 years to decompose. You can mark the day by using paper glass or stainless steel straws. And remember to tell your waiter or waitress or drive-through attendant to skip the straw.
Pharmacies across the country are experiencing disruptions following a hack at United Health's technology unit, Change Healthcare. United Health says the problem started Wednesday after a suspected nation-state actor gained access to Change Healthcare's network. Change says it took action to disconnect the system to prevent further impact. CVS says it has been unable to process some insurance claims. Walgreens says a small number of prescriptions may be affected, but it has procedures in place to fill them with minimal delays. The IRS says U.S. millionaires and billionaires are evading more than $150 billion in taxes each year. The head of the tax agency says the evasion not only adds to growing U.S. deficits, but it also creates a lack of fairness in the tax system. The IRS has billions of dollars of new funding from Congress and is cracking down on wealthy individuals, partnerships, and large companies. It's focusing on taxpayers with the most complex returns to try to recover, or uncover, I should say, tax evasion.
Next at noon, 4 people who attended a North Carolina wilderness camp where a boy died earlier this month are talking about their own experiences there.
And President Biden announces more sanctions against Russia following the death of Putin critic and political rival Alexei Navalny. How the restrictions could help Ukraine in its war effort. And here's a look at your NC Education winning lottery numbers on your screen. We're right back.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We're getting new details about a North Carolina wilderness camp where a boy died earlier this month.
And former campers are speaking out about their experiences, and Nick Oxner shares their stories.
I immediately went through a list in my head of like the ways that I was treated that could have caused his death.
Vic Mitterrando went to Trails Carolina for 3 months in 2017 and 2018. He's speaking out now in the wake of the 12-year-old boy who died during his first night at the camp. A search warrant filed by criminal investigators described how the boy had to sleep that night in a bivy bag strung up on a thick piece of plastic with an alarm that would go off if he moved. It's a slightly different version of a contraption Mitterrando and other former campers have described having to sleep in themselves, called a burrito.
You read maybe the details of the contraption that they said he was sleeping in. Did it sound like the burrito to you?
Yeah, the restrictive component of it was the same, yeah. I remember I was on a burrito for 2 weeks, and I remember not being able to sleep because I could not move. I could not breathe very well. It was just kind of like a cocoon.
What's going through your mind as you're laying in this contraption?
A lot of it is like, what did I do to deserve this?
We would lay on a tarp and then they'd wrap it over us, restraining us from any movement.
So you can't move?
Mm-mm. I'm like, you had to stay like this the whole time.
For the whole night?
Mm-hmm.
And as you're laying there, that can't be comfortable.
Mm-mm.
What's going through your mind?
Well, at that point for me, I just didn't understand by the people that were my role models in my life, like my parents. I just didn't understand why would any parents send their kid here.
This 14-year-old girl, whose parents asked we not use her name, went to Trails Carolina in 2022.
When I heard about the death at Trails, it hurt me a lot more than I thought it would, because my first reaction was I made it out, but he didn't.
The Transylvania County Sheriff's Office said the medical examiner has ruled the 12-year-old boy's death as unnatural, but no cause of death has been announced.
These are kids. These are kids who are depressed and anxious and suicidal, and they don't want to be there.
If a staff member, if a leader from Trails were sitting here today, what would you say to them?
Shame on you. What you're doing is hurting people, and in some sick way you might think that you're helping them because of the amount of money that you're getting, but you're just hurting children.
Nick Oxner reporting. In the United States, there are about 40 wilderness therapy programs with up to 200,000 children now enrolled.
President Biden announced a fresh slate of sanctions against Russia on more than 500 targets. The move is a response to the death of outspoken Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Rebecca Castor explains how this will impact the war moving forward.
On the eve of a dark anniversary, 2 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats are in Ukraine to reassure President Zelensky that more aid is coming from the United States.
Nice to see you. Thank you so much for your help.
Ukraine has managed to reclaim over 50% of its territory captured by Russia, but now they're desperate for more soldiers and weapons. Zelensky telling Fox News the war won't end in Ukraine if they're unsuccessful.
Putin will never stay, will never stop. He will go through Eastern Europe because he wants it, because this is his goal.
President Biden agrees and continues to urge Congress to pass the National Security Funding Package that would send $60 billion to the war-torn country. Friday, he also announced more than 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
We're not letting up.
The sanctions target those connected to Navalny's imprisonment, as well as Russia's financial sector, defense industrial base, procurement networks, and sanctions evaders. It's a major step, but likely not enough to force a loss on the battlefield.
Push Putin back out of Ukraine, have him lose the war, and that would avenge Navalny's death better than any sanctions would.
That was Rebecca Castor reporting. President Biden says the U.S. is also imposing export restrictions on nearly 100 entities, providing, quote, backdoor support for Russia's war machine. Navalny's daughter, Dasha, took to social media to share a heartfelt tribute to her father, She uploaded a childhood photo of herself, her mother, and her father, expressing her love for him. Dasha is currently studying at Stanford University in California. She and her mother met privately with President Biden yesterday, where he expressed his condolences for their loss.
No doubt you have seen the iconic house. It is one of North Carolina's most popular tourist destinations. But one aspect of the Biltmore Estate may surprise you. The land where the mansion sits was once owned by residents of an African-American community called Shiloh. New York millionaire George Vanderbilt visited North Carolina in the late 1800s and fell in love with one particular area, 325 acres of the most beautiful land he had ever seen. But he had to convince the black homeowners there to sell the first home most of them had ever owned.
So it was very important to George Vanderbilt to acquire what was then the Shiloh community, because this spot was very important to him. This hill is, you know, just the right spot, and this is what inspired him to have that vision for what Biltmore could be.
Tonight on WRL News at 5:30, hear from the current residents of Shiloh about the unlikely business transaction between their ancestors and the wealthy businessman that paved the way for America's most famous private home. Also, a personal connection between Shiloh and WRL's Gerald Owens.
If your job has you sitting a lot, we'll explain an easy way to get in more steps at the office.
Plus, more and more people are rethinking their relationship with alcohol, what it means to be sober curious, and what's drawing people to it. Our team is working to bring you exclusive stories for coverage you'll find only on WRL. Visit WRL.com and search only.
Sitting for too long at work can increase your risk for heart disease and even death. A study of nearly 500,000 people found that people who sat for long periods should be active for at least 15 to 30 minutes a day. And it doesn't have to be anything too intense. Doctors say walking is an easy option. For example, you could go on a walk during your lunch break or take some laps around the office.
If we don't stay on top of movement, physical activity during the course of the day on a very consistent basis, we lose the empowerment that we have to keep our blood pressure well controlled, lower our cholesterol, manage our blood sugar, and prevent things like diabetes, and of course, manage our weight.
It's never too late to get started, but if you haven't exercised in a while, make sure you ease into it and give yourself grace.
Today, more young people are reconsidering their alcohol consumption. 62% of adults under 35 say they drink, a decrease from 72% 2 decades ago. This movement, though, has many terms like no to low beverages and sober curious. Put simply, it's all about people who are curious about sobriety. The shift is seen in booze-free bars and groups like Absence of Proof, which hosts pop-up gatherings around New York.
First removed alcohol, I thought about it as a loss. You know, I'm losing something fun in my life. And when I reframed that to think about all the things that I was gaining rather than losing by taking alcohol away, my time, my energy, my mental health, it made it way more exciting. It really is a net positive rather than a loss.
So the rise of sober curiosity comes along with new trends like Dry January, beginning as a public health campaign back in 2013.
Get ready to catch the wave in a fresh pair of custom sneakers. The inspiration behind a winning design also.
It's like this small handwritten piece of paper. There's no chance they're going to honor it.
Well, this Los Angeles family got the ultimate mulligan after a trip to Universal Studios got rained out. The amazing story of this after the break.
A Los Angeles family returned to Universal Studios in California for free. Back in the winter of 1990, the Kramer family went to Universal Studios for spring break, but severe storms forced the park to close down the most popular attractions. Customer service gave them a voucher for 2 adults and 2 children, which they said would last for the rest of their lives. While planning this year's trip, the mother remembered that voucher. And after spending hours on the phone with Universal representatives, park officials told the family that they would honor this certificate.
I mean, we couldn't even get out of the rain and stuff. So, and they gave me this certificate.
to come back a voucher for two adults and two children. And they said it would last the rest of our lives. And I said, oh, yeah, right. It's not going to do that. But it did.
Pretty cool. This time, the Kramer family trip included plenty of sunshine and not a single drop of rain.
Good for their persistence. America's national parks got some much needed love last year. More than 325 million people visited more than 400 of the nation's treasures last year. That's according to statistics released by the National Park Service. North Carolina had two of the top three destinations. Blue Ridge Parkway saw the most visitors, followed by the Golden Gate National Recreation Center and the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
A new honor for the nation's oldest living former president, Jimmy Carter. This year's White House Historical Association Christmas ornament will spotlight Carter, making him the first living former president with an ornament. It's in the shape of an anchor representing Carter's service in the Navy. It also includes peanuts, peace doves, a globe, and the USS Jimmy Carter submarine. You can buy one online for $25.
You might say a Coast Guardsman is stepping out of his comfort zone thanks to an online contest. Petty Officer Second Class Kenneth Jones is the man behind the winning design for these custom sneakers. Jones said he wanted to honor the region's ties to the Navy and Coast Guard, as well as give a nod to artists like Pharrell and Missy Elliott. The custom design represents the ocean, including the famous Statue of Neptune from Virginia Beach. Jones included personal details inside the tongue. It was printed by 4A4VA. Thank you.
We've been pretty dry lately, and so this rain that we're seeing now, we've needed it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Elizabeth, how much rain might we see when this is all said and done?
All said and done. By the time we get to the end of the day today and adding together Saturday, we're probably going to be somewhere between a half an inch and an inch. It feels like it's rained for most of the day. And as a matter of fact, it was raining when all of us came in very early this morning. But it hasn't been very heavy, and it hasn't been consistent the entire time. So it's been scattered. So I'm going to show you the rainfall totals that we've seen so far. They may be a little bit surprising to you. We almost have a back edge of the rain right here moving into the I-95 corridor. We're starting to dry out a little bit in Durham and Raleigh, as well as Sanford and down around Moore County. But we do have one more band of rain that's likely to come through. At this point, it doesn't look terribly heavy, but it wouldn't be out of the question to see some heavy rain with that and maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two. Right now, we're still seeing showers in Clayton, Smithfield, down toward Newton Grove, Goldsboro, Fremont, Wilson. We head back up to the north. Mecklenburg County, Virginia, you're seeing some steady rain right now, but it's dry for the most part in Roanoke Rapids. Roxboro seeing just a little bit of a light shower. We move back to the west. Here comes that last band of rain. It'll move through our western counties between 2 and 3 and between 3 and 4 in our eastern counties, but some of our southeastern counties might end up seeing some rain all the way up until around, say, 5 o'clock or so. This is a look at our rainfall totals. We've had more rain falling in eastern Wake County and northwest Johnston County, up to about half an inch to almost 3/4 of an inch in those blue shaded areas, looking at over half an inch over here in the northeastern portion of Edgecombe County as well. But for most of us, it's been very light, a 1/10 of an inch, maybe a 1/4 of an inch. It just really hasn't been coming down that heavily. We take a live look at Fayetteville right now. Boy, there's a lot of water on the camera lens. We have rain falling there right now. We're watching our cold front come through. With that last line that's going to zip through the region, and behind that, we're going to start to cool off. But we'll have another disturbance that swings through tomorrow that brings us some rain, especially during the afternoon. Here's a look at Futurecast. That last line will kick things off 2:30, just to the west, Southern Pines, Durham, South Hill, and then moving through the Triangle area about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then pushing out of the viewing area about around 5:30, except for just the far southern part of the viewing area. It may take just another hour or so. Then clearing skies, and it will be cool overnight tonight with temperatures in the 40s. Saturday trending wetter. That rain starts just after lunchtime, and we'll see patches of steady to heavy rain moving through on and off all the way until around 10 o'clock at night. So anytime after lunchtime till into the evening, we're going to be dealing with some scattered showers and possibly an isolated thunderstorm as well, but I wouldn't expect anything severe. Looking at our Futurecast rainfall totals between now and the end of the day Saturday, I'm looking at probably a half an inch to an inch of rain, at least in some places. Our rain chances, you know, big today. A lot of us have seen it. It'll be, of course, on and off during the afternoon and evening on Saturday with a 60% chance. Definitely we needed that rain, as Renee was saying. I bounced back over to our drought monitor. It comes out on Thursdays. And for the first time in several weeks, we are back to abnormally dry conditions. We'd wiped that slate clean, but we started to dry out a bit for the month of February. So we're back to abnormally dry conditions in our eastern and southern counties. So once we get past Saturday, we're looking at a bright day Sunday. If you have outdoor plans this weekend, Sunday's going to be your day. It'll be cool at 55. And then we have a warm air that surges back in Monday and Tuesday. Going to be some great days to spend outside. And it's still mild Wednesday and Thursday, but likely back to some more rain.
As if we're not staying on top of our dog's or cat's dental health, we're basically setting them up for dental disease.
Helpful advice on how you can keep your pet's dental cleanings on track.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today.
New information about how the FBI and Wake Forest Police apprehended one of six men charged with human trafficking and soliciting prostitution. Warrants reveal Amadeo Vargas Valera replied to an ad by an undercover officer posing as a 15-year-old girl. Police arrested him at a hotel where the undercover officer told Valera they could meet.
The mother of a North Carolina girl who's been missing for more than a year refused to show up for her hearing this morning. This is video of a previous court appearance by Diana Kojakari. She reportedly refused to be brought up today, and her attorney asked that no action be taken. Kojakari is charged with failing to report her daughter Madalena's disappearance to authorities.
We've learned 26 protesters arrested during demonstrations in downtown Raleigh have been released. The group disrupted traffic while lying in the middle of the Fayetteville Street there yesterday evening. The charges are misdemeanors. Protests were calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war.
If your pet's breath is extra stinky, you may not want to ignore it. Connor Hansen explains why neglecting your pet's teeth could have bigger consequences.
Pet owners love and care for their animals like children, grooming them, taking them to the vet for checkups, but oftentimes owners neglect their four-legged family members' dental care.
As if we're not staying on top of our dog's or cat's dental health, we're basically setting them up for dental disease.
February is Pet Dental Health Month. A staggering 80% of dogs face the risk of dental disease, and 70% of cats will experience dental issues in their lifetime, making this the perfect time to remind owners about the vital role dental health plays in animals' overall health.
Plaque and tartar buildup causes gingivitis, inflammation of the gums, that then loosens the tooth roots, can cause tooth loss, and it'll also, as you would expect, a lot of pain and discomfort for our pets. The other big concern is with that state of infection and inflammation, that's when bacteria can enter the bloodstream and go around their body, causing issues with their heart, their liver, or their kidneys.
Veterinarian Dr. Danielle Bernal says it's important for pet parents to brush up on their pets' at-home dental care. And that starts with setting a daily routine by either brushing your dog or cat's teeth with specialized pet toothpaste and toothbrush, or a simpler option, giving them a dental treat. But the key is consistency.
Create the same time you brush your teeth, that's when your dog gets their dental chew. Same with your cat. You know, it's a morning and night. You want to split those treats out over twice a day, but try and create a trigger that reminds you.
That was Connor Hansen reporting. A pet's gums should be examined by a vet at least once a year, but there are exceptions. If you notice their gums looking red and inflamed, if they have really bad breath or their behavior changes, you should take them to be checked out immediately.
Our pet of the day has been waiting for a home to call her own for more than 400 days, and we're hoping to end that unwanted streak. Palmer is a 4-year-old spayed female. Most people are intimidated by Palmer's diabetes and believe it's difficult to manage or that it's expensive, but Palmer's food and insulin cost less than $2 a day, and she comes running for her twice daily insulin shots. She's outgoing and affectionate. All she needs is someone to see past her diagnosis. To see if you could be the one Palmer's been waiting for, you can visit spcawake.org.
Breaking news in Raleigh, the North Carolina Theater has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and suspended operations for the remainder of the 2024 season. A news release just sent out says the theater has not been able to overcome the challenges that followed the pandemic. The theater is within the Martin Marietta Performing Arts Center in downtown Raleigh. WRL's Destiny Patterson is working the story right now. She'll have live updates starting on our news at 4 o'clock.
We're going to be all over this weather today, especially as we get closer to the evening commute and see how that's going to affect some folks.
NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can always get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. Have a great, safe weekend.
Keep watching WREL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.